838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this hump day, Wednesday, May 7th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Many of you have already donated. I greatly appreciate it. Some of you know about this. I've already talked about it. Regrettably, had to talk about it. But you guys are fully aware. Others may be hearing this for the first time. Myself, my wife, this radio show, and the radio station, her company, Michigan Broadcasters LLC, who owns 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, are all being sued by Tom Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, out of Onaway. We've had to hire an attorney. We had to go downstate to Frankenmuth, Michigan, to find a lawyer to represent us. Adam Florey with Smith Beauville Law Firm. Being sued, we had to file an answer to the complaints. We had to go through an initial hearing already. And as of right now, our legal bill is over $7,000. And talking with Adam, said, how much is this going to end up costing us by the time we go to trial and we prevail, we win? He said, Randy, you're probably going to spend between $22,000 to $25,000 for sure. If you include the trial itself, definitely $25,000. Folks, we don't have it. We're not multimillionaires like the plaintiff is. We are trying to do our best in operating this radio station to keep it on the air and to pay the bills. But without your help, it goes away. I'm just going to tell it like it is. This show stops. The radio station goes dark. And we'll probably be forced to put it into corporate bankruptcy. I'm asking you to text me legal. I'll send you the link. You can go to the givesandgo.com/defendwchyradiostation and read the story. I'm not going to read the whole story right now. We've got other stories to talk about. But if we don't raise this money, folks, we're going to default. We can't pay the attorney. He'll withdraw from the case. We will lose. And I'm off the air and the radio station goes dark. Just being honest, we can't do it without you. We need your help. So text me at 231-360-5140. I'll send you the link. Donate what you can. Share the link. And there's also a pray button on there for us. Pray for us. Pray that we raise the money, we defend our rights, and we prevail in court. We need your help, and I'm just being straight up with you guys, telling it like it is. Going to Lansing, very interesting debate going on in the Senate, and I think that this has probably potential to pass in the House, and honestly, I think Governor Gretchen Whitmer may actually sign this. Why? Because they have bipartisan support on this particular bill. School districts will need to start enforcing policies of their choosing aimed at limiting cell phone use in classroom settings under legislation that passed the Senate 28-9. Very much bipartisan. Senate Education Chair Dana Polhanki, a Democrat from Livonia. Senate Bill 234 was opposed by Senators Joseph Bellina Jr. of Monroe, John Bumstead of North Muskegon, Kevin Daley of Lum, Roger Hoke of Union Township, Michelle Hatanga of Manton, Dan Lowers of Brockway, Jonathan Lindsay of Coldwater, Rick Outman of Six Lakes, and Lana Tice of Brighton. Beginning with the 2025-2026 academic year, that would be this coming fall, school district and public school academy boards must implement cell phone policies affecting their elementary, middle, and high schools. Bans could be applicable during instruction time, recess periods, and lunch. The policies must exempt emergency situations. Medical uses and devices being used by students with individualized education plans. Yesterday's actions follows the House Education Workforce Committee passing House Bill 4141 on April 23rd, which bans cell phones from all K through 5 grades on school grounds. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made limiting cell phone use in schools one of her top priorities during her State of the State remarks back in February. I believe it was February 25th. Senator Tom Albert offered a failed amendment requiring that if school districts permit some kind of cell phone use inside classrooms under their policies, outside of the Senate Bill's 234 exemptions, that they must justify it in reporting it to the Michigan Department of Education. Well, that amendment failed. Senator Tice, who chaired the Senate Education Panel when the chamber was previously under Republican control, said it's obvious that cell phones in schools are an extraordinary problem that we need to address. However, I don't believe these bills are the answer. I believe the Senate bill is too permissive, and I don't see anything in the law that would currently prohibit our schools from doing what's already being requested in this bill. With respect, I ask my colleagues to look for future bills that will have stronger language, which I believe is needed. When asked what would be the lowest bar of the most minimal ban that a school district could implement under Senate Bill 234, the Democrat Polhanki said, "I don't want to go there. I don't want to dip into that water. I wouldn't know exactly what that bare minimum would be." When questioned whether a school district could make no policy their policy, she said such a scenario kind of runs against the spirit of the bill. She went on to say, "When Governor Whitmer and I first talked about this, I thought intuitively, well, doesn't every school have a cell phone policy already? I said that before you could actually find any information out there. Because, number one, it's not statutorily required to be collected by school districts. If I'm a superintendent and I can't enforce my own cell phone policy, I got bigger problems than cell phones. I'd say the same thing for a teacher or even a principal." Now, I'm going to finish this story up, but then I'm going to give you my personal take from my time in public schools. Last line, a complete ban on cell phones from entering school grounds seems pretty archaic to Polhanki, especially during a time when young students might be texting older siblings for ride homes or contacting guardians about after-school instruction programs, said Paul Hinke. Now, I got a very simple solution to this. Whether or not they turn it into an actual law, I don't know. But every classroom is different. And I'll tell you what's going on with technology. A lot of these students, I've been told, are actually using their cell phones to access websites while doing their work in school. Not all school districts have tablets for the kids. They don't have computers. So what they've done is they've asked the kids who have cell phones to go to this website right now and access this information on your phone. So does a law from Lansing address all those possible scenarios? Probably not. Do individual school districts setting up a policy, does that solve the issue? Probably not. How about a principal overseeing a school? Maybe it's elementary, middle school, high school, all together in one building. Does he have the ability to set a policy that would work? No, I don't think so. So how do you do it? You do it at the local level. Every teacher in the state of Michigan should have a cell phone policy regarding their class. If it's a classroom, a math teacher teaching math, and they don't have tablets, they don't have computers, they rely on the kids having their cell phones and logging into a website to do their work, this should be done at each local level. The lowest common denominator is classrooms. It should be done by teachers. Fair and simple. If the teachers have a policy, turn off your cell phones. You're in my classroom, turn them off. If you don't turn them off, and I hear it ring or a bing or a text message comes in, I'm taking your phone. You're going to get your parents to come and get it back from me. Those cell phones would be turned off. We'll wrap this up on the other side. A couple of text messages coming in as well. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Couple of text messages coming in during the break. Randy, again, I agree with you. Let every teacher of every classroom set their policy. If some teachers have to have the students use their phones to do their work, then that's their policy. But if they're not required to use their cell phones to do their work, turn them off, or I'm going to take them. I'm telling you, this needs to be done at the local level. This needs to be done at the lowest common denominator, which is the classrooms. Growing up in Utica Community Schools, going to Shelby Junior High on Van Dyke, just north of 23 Mile, Mallow Junior High, eventually Eisenhower High School in Shelby Township. I can right now already picture my teachers. Mr. Schramm at Morgan Elementary, don't bring your cell phone to the classroom, or if I see it, I get it. I'm going to own it. I'm not giving it back. Black hair, brush cut, big, thick, black rim glasses. Paddled my butt in front of the classroom, many other students as well. Mr. Bishop, front and center. When he said front and center, you were getting a paddling. Bend over and touch your toes. And he would turn us around and make us face the class. When we bent over and touched our toes and he whacked us with that wooden paddle that had holes in it, when we stood up, the tears were in our eyes. You were looking at your classmates. Some of the girls were crying. Some of the boys were freaked out. Man, I don't want to do what Randy just did. Oh, yeah. Mr. Schramm would steal that cell phone in a heartbeat. Fast forward, junior high school. Mr. Gordon, 8th grade football, taught history, civics, junior high, social studies is what it was. No cell phones in my class. I see it, I own it. 8th grade football grabbed me by my face mask and almost broke my neck. Because I had a hold of a halfback in the backfield for a loss, and I allowed him to spin out of my hand. And he ran for a touchdown. Bishop, get over here! Grabbed my face mask, twisted my helmet, because of you, and you let go, He scored a touchdown. That's on you, Bishop. Don't you ever let go of a jersey ever again. You got it? Twisting my head sideways, ding, near broke my neck. Guess what? I never let go of another jersey. And then high school. Favorite teacher in the planet. Mr. Bryce taught chemistry. Again, brush cut, thick rim glasses, wore a white lab coat everywhere. I think he wanted to be a doctor. But he wasn't smart enough to be a doctor, so he ended up teaching. Those who can do, those who can't teach. Well, he taught chemistry. The best chemistry teacher in the state of Michigan ever. Forced us to memorize the periodic table. Every element on it. Its ionic charge, its specific density, and how to draw a molecule of that element. Love that guy. If he saw your cell phone back in the 1970s, which didn't even exist, he would have taken it out of your hand, put it on the ground, and stomped on it with his leather heels, shoes, and breaking it into pieces. And then he would have made you bend over in front of the class and pick up the pieces and put the pieces back in your pocket and take it home to show your parents what he did to my cell phone. That's what he would have done. That's what needs to happen, Lansing. Why do you guys, why does this governor, why do these state reps and state senators think that they got to legislate us into what the heck to do with kids' cell phones? There is no common sense in Lansing whatsoever. None. Leave it up to the teachers. School districts, if you're listening out there, make that your policy for your school district. The choice, the decision as to what happens with these students' cell phones is in the classroom. Each teacher shall have their own cell phone policy. Have them print up signs and put it right up on the blackboard. No cell phone use. Turn it off. Cell phone use with teacher's permission. Ask. Whatever signs you want to make up, put them on the board. Make the kids aware of it. I don't even want to see them. Leave them in your locker. If I see your cell phone, I'm the new owner of it. If your parents want it back, tell them to come see me. Why can't they figure this stuff out, people? Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always